Welcome to another Journey podcast. I'm Mito Allen. Thanks for listening. So, we live in a multiverse. At least that's what they're saying now. They, as in the scientists, I guess. I don't know. Or Marvel. Depending on how you look at it. But I guess what happens is, you know, we're in Milky Way and other galaxies and surround us in the universe, and the universe is this ever-expanding void of something or nothing, or who knows. But I guess in the space in between stars, planets, galaxies, whatever, there's other stars, planets, galaxies that move faster than the speed of light, and possibly have different kind of physics than our universe. And we cannot see the light from these galaxies, or we could, and now we can't, because they are a different dimension now, because we cannot see them anymore. And so there is the multiverse, in a nutshell, quickly explained anyway. I think that was on Joe Rogan. Some guy was talking about it recently. I don't remember who or the entire definition of it, but that's it in a nutshell. And sounds pretty cool. Makes a lot of sense in that it's not like we're in a bubble, the universe, and the entire universe is expanding. Like, the bubble's getting bigger. It's the space in between stars, galaxies, planets, whatever, the space in between light that expands. And then when you can't see that anymore, that's when the new dimension or universe or whatever it is formed. I've been thinking a lot lately about DMT and psychedelics, and been watching type DMT and Joe Rogan in the search bar, and watched a whole bunch of people's experiences as told to Joe Rogan, but also just different DMT experiences in general, and they're all very similar and yet very different. DMT, dimethyltryptamine, is a hallucinogen that is formed not only in nature, but in us, in humans as well. We actually produce DMT in our lungs, in our brains, maybe the pineal gland, maybe not. But it's formed, and it's everywhere, and it's some kind of, if we were in the Matrix, it would be a like a red pill or blue pill, depending on how you look at it. And it's kind of like changes your perspective, or changes what you see as reality, and shows you something different. DMT is the active ingredient in ayahuasca, if you've heard of that. Or I guess it's similar to LSD or psilocybin mushrooms. It's a hallucinogenic, short lasting though, is DMT. DMT lasts anywhere from couple minutes to maybe 30 minutes at the most. And then there's several kinds of DMT, like DMT 5-MeO and NN-DMT, and toad venom is 5-MeO, and then the plant DMT is NN-DMT. And it's a hallucinogen that when taken, will people say or describe it as takes you into an alternate dimension or universe, geometric, a lot of people describe it as. I think Joe Rogan said it is the geometric form of love and understanding, which kind of like, I guess, gives you a visual interpretation of emotions. And people have had bad experiences as well, and good, and everywhere in between. I guess it just depends on how you prepare and who you are and what you plan on getting out of the experience also. And I guess the reason why I've been thinking about it lately, because I've never used it, but one of these days I will try. I think it's also medicine. You know, you hear once in a while about hallucinogenics like mushrooms or ketamine or different kind of hallucinogenics that are kind of cures for mental illnesses, addiction, depression, things like that. And I am prone to depression for sure, but I haven't fell into a bout of depression in a very long time. So, and addiction as well, but haven't in a long time as well. As far as addiction goes, I've been clean for several years, or 5 years, I guess now. Probably about 10 years since I've had a real bad bout of depression. And there's a difference between sadness and depression too. But for the most part, you know, I haven't had like a long bout. But I do have anxiety, a lot of anxiety, especially social anxiety. And so I guess that's the reason why I want to use it or try it, not just for the experience, but for the positive stuff that comes out of it. But I do a lot of research before I'm going to, you know, try it. And it's illegal too in the United States. Which is weird, because like Terrence McKenna said, you know, if DMT is illegal, we're all holding, because it's produced in your body. So everybody has it. Everybody's in possession of it. So everybody is essentially carrying an illegal drug, according to the federal U.S. government, and I'm sure states and locals as well. But anyway, I just think for anybody interested in maybe connecting with either the spiritual side of yourself, or want to heal yourself mentally, then do your research and look into hallucinogenics, and see what you think. There's a really good documentary called DMT, The Spirit Molecule, which is also a excellent book by Dr. Rick Strassman, who studied DMT and put down all of, you know, his entire work and study in this book. And then the documentary, Joe Rogan hosts it. It's a lot shorter than the book, but it's also very good and a lot of good information out of it. And they say, like the ancients, ancient history. If you look at like Egyptian hieroglyphs and even writings and texts and all kinds of things, the burning bush Moses talked to, they all say it's a hallucinogenic talking to him, or I'm saying it wrong, but being spoken to through a hallucinogenic substance by other spirits or beings, I guess is a simple way to put it. And it makes a lot of sense. After doing a lot of research on it, it just does. And I guess there's even ways of like meditating and accessing these altered states of consciousness, like DMT would give you, through meditation and breath work, some form of yoga. I can't think of the name of it right now, but Kundalini, I think is what it's called. Kundalini yoga. If you're dedicated, persistent, and follow the instructions, then you could actually do it without using the hallucinogen. But that takes a lot of discipline, from what I understand and what I've seen. And probably most people don't have that type of discipline. I know I don't think I do. I might have it in me, but and so there's DMT, and it's a shortcut, and it's in everything. It's in plants and that surround us. It's in animals, in this frog. It's in nature, it's in us, it's in everything. So it's interesting. It's some kind of something that we don't quite understand, but there's a lot of research going on, including there's one company, DMTX, it's called, out of Colorado, and they are doing like extended studies, like giving it to people via like IV, and extending the from like 5 to 30 minutes time that normally when people who smoke it do, to, you know, and they can extend it for hours on end, giving, you know, and they're looking into that and working on it. So there are studies, like Oregon has legalized it completely, and the world is kind of changing too. Something's changing out there. It's been a change for some time now. I've talked about it before, where just something's changing. It's like a more spiritual energy, more awareness, more looking inside ourselves and trying to find answers to just living on this planet and kind of being held to this planet, and why we're even here. You know, there's so many questions, and there are answers, but we all gotta find our own answer. I think that's the message, is that we gotta find it ourselves as individuals. Anybody can tell you what they think or if they've found their answers, but until you find it for yourself, then that's the real key, is just to find it on your own. So, Sad Guru was on Joe Rogan, and they were talking about meditation and civilization and DMT and just all kinds of things, but I'm going to play a clip. It's a little over a minute, and I just found it very good. It's possibly inspiring, or at least eye-awakening, and just kind of about who we are and our minds and all that. So here we go.
Your mind, this concept of heaven, relates to like a harmony amongst yourself, the people, the living things around you, including the soil.
See, essentially it's like this. If you feel pleasant in your body, we call this health.
Yes.
If you feel very pleasant in your body, we call this pleasure. If you feel pleasant in your mind, we call this peace. If you feel very pleasant, we call this joy. If you feel very pleasant, if you feel pleasant in your emotion, we call this love. If you feel very pleasant, we call it compassion. If you feel very pleasant in your very life energies, then we call this blissfulness. If you become very, very pleasant, then we call it ecstasy. If your surroundings become pleasant, we call it success. So to create pleasantness in the surroundings, we need the cooperation of people and forces around us. Without everybody's cooperation, you can't create a pleasant atmosphere. But pleasantness of the body, pleasantness of the mind, pleasantness of emotion and energy is 100% your business, isn't it?
So, there it is. Very interesting. And if you look years ago, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30, however long, go back ages, and it's always been a struggle, hasn't it? Where we've always been fighting with each other, fighting with ourselves. And maybe we can find that inner peace somehow, that inner heaven, so to speak. And as Sadhguru said, you know, it's that pleasantness inside of us, and our conception of heaven. Right. And then I got one other clip I'll play you here in a sec. Russell Brand was talking about meditation and DMT and on Joe Rogan also. And anyway, I'll play it right now. Here we go.
Sort of translation of a DMT trip.
Certainly. And also, when you think of, certainly there are archetypal images that seem to be repeated throughout ancient cultures and archaic stories that seem to refer to the potential for plant experiences to affect consciousness. Even the Garden of Eden, do not eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge, that otherwise you will become as gods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I sense that. Now, if there is some realm that we can reach through that experience that puts into perspective everything that else we experience on the material realm, and that thing seems to, in your words, be emanating love and understanding while ever changing, completely formless and communicating love and understanding, I can't help but think that that should become our priority, to have a relationship with that realm and to bring about that experience. I don't even mean in a literal way, because even Terence McKenna said there are some people, vulnerable souls, he was probably referring to people like me, that probably shouldn't mess around with that kind of stuff.
I think he was really talking about people with schizophrenia, or
right,
people that, which he believed.
Anyway, they go on to talk about people with mental illnesses and stuff like that. But if you think about it, most people who want to find answers to the ultimate question, you know, which is, what is the meaning of life? And if you want to find answers, I was just saying, you know, there's different ways to find it. But we really need to find it within ourselves. We can find it in many ways. We can find it through spirituality, through religion. We can also find it through plants, through hallucinogenics like DMT. We can also find it through meditation. We can find it through how we act and how we treat one another. And why isn't this our focus? Why isn't this humanity's focus? We have been at each other's throats for a very long time as human beings. And we love our families and our friends and one another, in generally speaking. But if we don't know a person, you know, I see people share stuff online, like taking pictures of poor people at Walmart who are dressed funny, and they're humorous for sure, but it's, you know, it's also offensive in a way where we don't know the person, we don't know their circumstances, we don't know who they are or what they've been through in life, but we make fun of them, and you know, and I'm very open-minded, and I do find a lot of that funny. I do. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to be a hypocrite here, because I do find a lot of that stuff funny. But I think if we change our attitudes or change our focus in life, and we stop worrying about other people, what they're doing, stop kind of telling people how to live their lives, and focus more on how you live yours and how to make the best and most out of your own personal life, and in turn we kind of spread that, you know, it'll kind of, more people who do it, more people will want to do it. And in a positive, good way, where we want every single person out there, no matter your circumstances, who you are, rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, free nation, communist nation, doesn't matter, you know. It just, if we send that vibe, I guess, to each other, and more importantly to ourselves, it'll spread to everybody else, and then more people will do it, and then it'll spread, instead of this other focus of what other people are doing or what even the president is doing. And don't get me wrong, I do not like our president, but I won't get political. I don't like how this country is being run right now. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, I should be more focused on what I'm doing with my own life, my own personal life, instead of worrying about what some guy in office is doing. And even though it is affecting me on a financial level, you know, with the cost of fuel and cost of living and cost of food and everything going up, I'm not going to make that a priority. I'm making myself a priority, focusing on changing my own life, and getting to a point where that stuff don't worry. So yeah, I don't know what I'm saying there. I'm just saying, I think we all need to look at ourselves and maybe try to change ourselves. And it's cliche, and I know you've heard it 1,000 times before from your friends, family, parents, people online, people on the internet. You know, you hear that kind of stuff. We need to change, we need to do that, we need to do this. But it is true, and we need to look inside and look for meaning and purpose. And change our perspective and just find different alternative ways to live our lives and not concern ourselves with how other people live theirs. And that's a difficult task. It's very difficult, and it's maybe not even achievable, but just on an individual basis, you can achieve it yourself. And I'm working on that myself, so I guess that's why I'm recording this. I'm going to be changing things a little bit. Things have been changing around me a lot, you know, on a personal level, but I want to make the most out of everything from now on. And I know what makes me miserable, and I know what I like and what I love, and I know what I need to search for. And so I've kind of answered some questions for myself. And I guess I'm asking anybody who listens to try to do the same. Well, thank you for listening. I guess that'll do it for today. And I'll be back with more interesting, less spiritual stuff. We're talking a lot of UFO stuff. Because I think there's going to be a lot of UFO stuff to talk about here real soon. I think there's so much out there now, especially with, you know, that that hearing or that congressional hearing on UFOs. And lots of sightings, lots of different things out there. Even weird stuff happening on Mars and the moon, and just lots and lots of crazy stuff out there. So, and also a lot of things about ancient history have been coming up lately too, and we're starting to realize and understand there was a technology pre-modern written, recorded history that probably exceeds anything that we have right now and that we have ever had. So I'll be looking into that too. And of course, DMT and spiritual wisdom and my experience with it when I eventually try it. Probably won't be next episode, but it will be sometime in the future. I know that for sure. Just not sure when. All right, well, thank you for listening. Please share with people. Share with your friends, family, neighbors. I don't know. I guess you can contact me on Twitter at UFOUAPSighting. And I also have a website with some UFO videos and some other stuff, www.ufo.fish. Have a great one. I'll see you soon. With love.
Well, you hear my promotions once in a while for YBC Wax. He is opening, he's a hip-hop artist, if you did not know that, because I promote his YouTube gaming channel. But he's also an artist, and he's opening for King Iso from Strange Music in Denver, Colorado, on June 3rd. So if you want to go see him, other artists will be there, like C-Mob, Table of the Truth, and more. And tickets are only $20, so pretty reasonable. So if you want to get a hold of YBC Wax, you can. He's got Instagram, he's got Facebook, TikTok, all the channel, all the social media, so you can find him anywhere. Or just get a hold of me and I'll put you in touch with him. That will be June 3rd at the Roxy in Denver. And if you're not sure if that name sounds familiar, who he's opening for, which is King Iso of Strange Music. King Iso is a member of Tech N9ne. So if you've heard of Tech N9ne, then that's where you've heard that name before. So yeah, so you can check him out or get a hold of me, and I'll put you in touch to get tickets. Thanks. All right, so just a quick announcement. My stepson, YBC Wax Gaming, he just made an announcement that he's going to be posting a new video on his YouTube channel every Friday. So once a week, he'll be posting a new gaming video. He is very entertaining, very funny. It's YBC, your boy Chance. So YBC Wax, W-A-X, Gaming. And you can find his channel on YouTube. So please check him out if you're into gaming, and you'll or if you're into funny. Either way, you know, or both, you know, you'll get a kick out of his channel. Thanks.